Welcome in. Today we're building a stepper jungle dub siren that actually behaves like a proper DJ tool, and we're doing it in Ableton Live 12, sound design, bounce, and arrangement. The whole pipeline. The goal is very specific, a classic sound system or vibe that cuts through breaks and sub without ripping your ears off, and then we print variations so you can drop them into tunes fast. Think 90s dub plate siren energy, but with modern mix discipline. Alright, set your session up first so everything lands in the pocket. Set tempo somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. I'm going to sit at 172. Create a MIDI track and name it Siren Rock. Create an audio track named Siren Print. And if you want to mix like you mean it, pull in a stepper drum loop and a sub bass track, so you're not designing in a vacuum. Set a 16-bar loop region so we've got room to build phrases. Now, step 1. Build the core siren tone. Keep it fast, controllable, and not overly complex. On Siren Rock, drop operator. Use a simple algorithm, just oscillator A. Start with a sine wave. If you need it brighter later, we'll add harmonics, but sine is a clean foundation and it won't immediately bully your mix. Here's the key for that pew or whoop horn snap. Turn on the pitch envelope. Set the amount somewhere around plus 12 to plus 24 semitones, and set the decay around 150 to 350 milliseconds. If your envelope curve control is available, lean it a bit exponential so it drops faster at the start. That's the classic horn snap. Now shape the amp envelope. Attack basically instant, 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay somewhere like 200 to 600 milliseconds. Sustain very low or all the way down, because we want blasts, not a pad. Release around 80 to 200 milliseconds so it lets go cleanly. Quick teacher note, in jungle and DNB, the siren isn't supposed to be this constant wash. Short hits create hype, and then your dub effects create the tail. That's how you keep it exciting instead of annoying. Step 2. Add motion. We want two kinds, slow pitch wobble, and a filter sweep that keeps it out of the way of hats and snare crack. Back inside operator, add an LFO to pitch. Rate around 0.2 to 0.6 Hz, slow and steady. Amount, small at first, like 5 to 25 cents. Use a sine wave. The idea is alive, not out of tune. Then after operator, add auto filter. Use LP24, nice and weighty. Start the cutoff around 1.2 to 3 kHz, resonance maybe 10 to 25%, and add a bit of drive, say 2 to 6 dB, for bite. Turn on the auto filter LFO and sync it. Try a rate of half a bar or one bar, and an amount around 10 to 30%. Phase at 0 degrees to start. That synced movement is important. Stepper grooves are rigid, and if your modulation is free running in a way that never lines up, it can feel sloppy. Also, one of those why does it sound different every time? Problems. LFO phase. If you want consistent phrase starts, make sure anything that can retrigger does retrigger. So when the siren hits on bar 1, it starts in a predictable place. Step 3. Make it bounce like a DJ tool. We want rhythmic gating without drawing a million notes. Fast option first. Autopan used as a volume gate. Drop autopan after autofilter. Set amount to 100%. And here's the crucial setting. Phase at 0 degrees. That turns it into amplitude modulation instead of stereo panning. Set the shape to square. Now set the rate to 1/8 or 1/16 synced. Hit play. You should get that choppy stepper stutter instantly. More controllable option. Sidechain gate triggered by a ghost pattern. Make a new MIDI track called Siren Trig. Load a very short click in simpler, or a tiny rimshot or hat. Program an 8-note stepper pattern, and deliberately leave some gaps so it breathes like jungle. Back on the siren track, add gate. Turn on sidechain, choose the Siren Trig track as input, and adjust threshold until it chops cleanly. Keep return short. Floor can be all the way down for hard cuts, or around minus 20 dB if you want a slightly ghosted tail. This method is amazing, because you can swap patterns without changing the sound design. Step 4. Dub space chain. The siren has to feel huge, but we can't wash the mix, especially on the drop. Add echo after the gate. Turn sync on. Set the time to a quarter note for classic, or try 3/16 for that spicy. Push at 172. Feedback in the 25 to 45% range. Filter the delay, high pass around 250 to 500 Hz and low pass around 4 to 8 kHz. A little modulation, like 2 to 8%, just to keep it moving. Dry slash wet. Keep it controlled, 10 to 25%. Then add reverb after echo. Decay around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the transient stays readable. Low cut 250 to 600 Hz, high cut 6 to 10 kHz. dry/wet around 8 to 18%, and then utility at the end for discipline. You can widen a bit, like 120 to 160%, but don't go crazy. Keep the body stable. If you have base mono controls, mono the low end around 200 HC, or just make sure your EQ removes lows so it doesn't matter. Step 5. Mix carving, so it doesn't bully your snare. Drop EQ 8 near the end. Start with a high pass filter, 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 200 to 400 HC. This is non-negotiable in TNB. You do not want siren energy eating your sub headroom. Then, if it fights the snare, make a small dip around 1.8 to 3.5 kHz. If it's harsh, a narrow dip around 6 to 8 kHz can save your ears. If it's too dull, add a gentle shelf around 4 to 6 kHz. But be careful. The moment the siren becomes the brightest thing in the track, it stops sounding like a tool and starts sounding like a problem. Optional heavy flavor. If you want darker, gritter DNB, add saturator before the filter. Analog clip, drive 2 to 6 dB, or in Live 12, use roar lightly, like 10 to 25% wet. Focus on mid-range, and keep low cut engaged so you don't inflate the bottom. Another pro move, mid-range anchoring. A pure sine can vanish on small speakers. You can duplicate the synth or add a subtle harmonic layer, like triangle or saw, very low level, then high pass that layer higher, around 600 to 1K, so it adds presence without mud. Step 6. Racket for performance. This is where it becomes a real DJ tool. Select the whole chain and group it into an instrument rack. Now map macros that you'll actually touch while performing or recording. Macro 1. Tone. Map to auto filter frequency. Macro 2. Siren rate. Map to operator LFO rate. Macro 3. Siren depth. Map to operator pitch LFO amount. Macro 4. Gate rate. Either auto pan rate, or if you're using the trigger track, this is where you switch patterns and treat that as your rhythm macro. Macro 5. Dub time. Map to echo time so you can move between quarter and 3/16. Macro 6. Dub feedback. Map to echo feedback. Macro 7. Space. Map to reverb dry/wet. Macro 8. Output. Map to utility gain. And here's a really practical live set addition. Create a safety macro. One knob that reduces delay feedback, reduces reverb wet, and drops output gain slightly. That's your emergency brake when things start smearing. Step 7. Arrange it like a DJ tool. Using 8, 16, and 32-bar logic, make a 32-bar section. We're going to treat it like a jungle record arrangement, where the siren is a callout, not a constant. Bars 1 through 8, T's. Keep it sparse. Put a hit on bar 4 and bar 8. Keep the filter darker. Minimal delay. Bars 9 through 16. Callout. Increase density. Maybe go from an 8-note gate to a 16th-note burst for one bar as a fill. And on bar 16, do a little feedback push for excitement. Here's a clean template for that feedback push. On the last hit of the phrase, automate echo feedback up for about one beat, then pull it down before the next downbeat. You get the throw, but you don't get runaway delay chaos. Bars 17 through 24. Drop support. Minimal. One or two hits per 8 bars is enough. Also shorten the reverb here. Big tails over breaks are the fastest way to lose punch. Bars 25 through 32. Outro, DJ friendly. Repeat a recognizable 2-bar motif so a DJ can loop it and it still makes sense. Then automate the filter closing down at the end so it naturally exits. Automation lanes to focus on. Filter frequency for energy, echo feedback for throws, and reverb dry/wet for breakdown versus drop. And a big rule for cleanliness. No long tail crossing the first downbeat of a new 8-bar block. Make the throw at the end, then start the next phrase clean. If you want to level up arrangement fast, do a call and response set. Make an A version that's darker and lower passed, and a B version that's brighter with more feedback and maybe slightly faster gate. Alternate them in 4-bar blocks, so it feels like the siren is talking to the drums. And for 1-bar only, add triplet spice. Switch your gate to a triplet subdivision for a single bar, then snap back. Print that as a dedicated fill clip. That little stumble is pure jungle flavor. Step 8. Bounce and print properly. This is the whole point. Turning a performance rack into reusable audio tools. We want one shots, 2-bar loops, and longer phrases. Go to the audio track siren print. Set audio from to resampling, or directly from the siren track if you prefer to isolate it. Arm siren print and record a few passes. An 8-bar tease, an 8-bar callout, a 2-bar fill loop, and a single one-shot hit. Now housekeeping, because DJ tools live or die on clip hygiene. Consolidate each recording so it's clean. Trim to exact bar lines. Add tiny fades, 2 to 10 milliseconds on one shots, to avoid clicks. Name your clips with BPM and a key hint, even if it's approximate. Something like Siren T's 172 F sharp. You'll be so happy later when you're dragging files into sets. Warping. For loops, warp on, and use Complex or Complex Pro if you need it to behave across tempos. For one shots, warp off is often cleaner unless you specifically need tempo lock. Export. WAV 48K or whatever matches the project, 24-bit, and turn normalization off, and aim for DJ tool loud, not mix loud. A great target is peaks around -6 to -3 dBFS on the printed audio. Leave room for whatever master chain or DJ context you're using. Two big coach notes here. First, print two versions every time. FX on for instant hype, and FX off or dry for flexibility. The FX on version is fun, but it can clash with a different tune space. Dry versions save you. Second, know when to freeze versus resample. Freeze and flatten is for a perfectly repeatable render when you're committing. Resampling is for performance passes, macro moves, feedback swells, dub throws, and those happy accidents that make it feel human. Before we wrap, quick common mistake check. If the Siren has low end, it will wreck your bass headroom. High pass it. If the reverb is big on the drop, your drums will feel smaller. Automate it down. If you go super wide, you might lose energy in mono. Don't just hit mono and shrug. Actually, /B the printed file in mono. Keep the body centered and let only the air be wide. If your movement isn't synced or retriggered, it can feel like it's not sitting in the groove. And if it plays nonstop, it stops being hype. Use it like punctuation.